Welcome to the program, listeners. Tyler Friel with you on WISR 680 AM 107.5 FM, as we've been doing here for the last couple of weeks on the program, gearing up for Election Day. It happens next Tuesday, and this is known as the municipal election, where there are a lot of local offices that we'll be running for, including some supervisor and commissioner races. There's also a couple of countywide seats that are also on the ballot, but there's only one that will feature a competitive general election race, and that is in the race for district attorney. It features the incumbent, that is Rich Goldinger, and then the challenger is the independent candidate in the race, Jennifer G.V. Gilliland-Vanasdale. And Jen joins us inside the studio. Jen, as always, good to see you. Thanks for taking the time.
Thank you, Tyler. I really appreciate this opportunity.
Well, we ask every candidate running for every position the same question: why are you running for this particular office?
Well, I'm running for district attorney because I really feel it's important for a change in our courthouse, especially in the role of district attorney. You know, we've had the same DA in there for 16 years, and you know, the statistics support that we are just soft on crime. We have too many sweetheart plea deals, and we really need to have somebody in there that wants to work hard, that wants to protect all of the community, and is willing to organize an effective office that will actually try cases to get justice. And you know, I'm that person. I look forward to it. You know, Butler County is my home. I've lived here for 52 years. You know, as you may or may not know, you know, I was brought to the Butler County as a child, as a foster child, really. I was placed in the foster system. And, you know, I relied on the Butler County system to protect me. And I'm really fortunate that I'm now in a position and really excited to protect the community and to give back the community that's given me so much.
What do you think makes an effective district attorney?
Well, an effective district attorney has to be someone that, A, is smart. And I believe that I am smart. Well, in fact, I know I'm smart. You know, I went to law school full time. I worked full time while I went to law school. I worked actually downtown in Butler at the old Nationwide Insurance office. And every night I would drive from Butler down to Pittsburgh to Duquesne University School of Law. I still managed to graduate in the top 20 in my law class. I scored above 300 on the bar exam. And, you know, since then I've earned an A rating. I'm one of few lawyers in Butler County that has earned the A rating in law. So, you know, you need to have someone that, A, is smart. You also need to have someone that's a hard worker. And I think that's really missing right now as well. You know, someone that really wants to get in there and get the work done for the people. Someone who cares and someone who's going to be tough. And also someone that's determined to fight for justice no matter who's on the other side. And I feel I have all those qualities, and I'm looking forward to bringing those qualities to the district attorney's office.
Is there an example you would point to in your past law career that you would say this is why I would be a good district attorney?
Well, you know, I think a lot of my practice comes from the fact that, you know, I know that as an infant, I relied on the system of law to protect me. So I am always, you know, thinking, am I protecting my client? Am I protecting the community when I'm representing my client? You know, at one point in my career, I had so many juvenile court cases, and I always would tell my clients, the families, and the individuals, I will represent you, and I will help you through this time. You know, and I'm talking about juvenile delinquents now, which is akin to criminal court, but I'm not going to do so in a manner that's not going to protect the community too. So if you want to rehabilitate yourself and you want to learn from this, I'm all to be your lawyer. If you want to just, you know, try to get off, then, you know, fortunately, I'm not in a, I don't have to take your case, and I wouldn't take your case. And I would apply that same standard as the district attorney. You know, I want to make certain that people are rehabilitated. You know, it's really important. You know, I want to make certain that our programs are effective, that we have appropriate oversight, and that when the person comes out of incarceration, or even if they're not incarcerated, that they are going to be better themselves and that they're going to help Butler be better as well.
And we're here with Jen G.V. Gilliland-Vanasdale, independent candidate for district attorney. Want to give you an opportunity here to respond. Rich Goldinger in this race has said that there are five judges right now in the Court of Common Pleas who would have to recuse themselves from a case that you would be practicing. Just wanted to give you an opportunity to respond to that.
Well, that's really just a desperate attempt by Mr. Goldinger to try to threaten the voters. First of all, I might note that he originally stated that all the judges, And of course, that was a big fat lie. And he won't debate me. You know, I do know he came on your radio station, but he won't debate me. He won't give the opportunity for the voters to actually see us both and to answer all these questions. So we practice, and I practice before all the magistrate judges. And in Court of Common Pleas, we go before two of the judges that are in criminal court. So Judge McCune, we go in front of. Now, at one point, Judge McCune recused from family court cases. I don't know why. I always enjoyed practicing in front of Judge McCune, but there are no issues whatsoever in criminal court and civil court. The only issues arose in family court. And I might add, and Mr. Goldinger fails to mention, that that was because of the guardian ad litem scheme that involved his then second wife. You know, I was the only attorney with the courage to stand up against Judge Durr when he was caught having sex in our courthouse. And I thought that was terrible. And I figured that everybody else would agree that that was something that was unacceptable. And looking at it, I then found out that Judge Durr and another family court judge was appointing both Judge Durr's wife and the Goldinger's wife, his second wife, for guardian ad litems. And not only were they getting court appointments, which I felt violated the nepotism rules of our law, they were getting it at a higher rate of pay. So as a result of that, as a result actually of Mr. Goldinger, there were recusals. And, you know, and the recusals were, you know, honorably done in the fact that they wanted to avoid any appearance of impropriety in family court. Because unlike criminal court, in family court, the judges make the decision. And we haven't had any issues. You know, we would go in front of Judge Schaefer. We would go in front of Judge McCune. We would go in front of Judge Yeager, who's the president judge. In criminal court, when I'm elected as district attorney, there are no issues whatsoever. We're not in family court, and the juries make the decision. You know, the only cost that there's going to be as me as district attorney is going to be savings to Butler County. And, you know, criminals are going to pay what they are due. And I'm going to look at the entire office. You know, I did listen to Mr. Goldinger's radio interview with you, and he stated that the caseloads are down 1,000. Well, if the caseloads are down 1,000, then I'm wondering why we have 8 full-time attorneys and the district attorney. And, you know, in preparing for today, I found a Butler WBUT article from December 28th of 2018 when the district attorney told your office that, you know, that they were just so busy. But yet he comes here and he says that our crime rate's down and that we have 1,000 less cases. So, you know, I'm going to get in there and I'm going to say, do we really need all these attorneys? If our caseload is down 1,000, why do we have 8 attorneys and a district attorney? So, you know, Mr. Goldinger is just, you know, trying to, you know, have a desperate attempt to save a job that he's been there for 16 years. And quite honestly, he doesn't even want to be there.
Would you view, how do you view building out the district attorney's office then? Do you anticipate that some of these assistant district attorneys would stay? Would you go in and cut positions by the sound of it? What would be your view in filling out that department?
Well, I need to get in there and I need to look at everything. And then I need to have a meeting with everybody and see what our needs are and see who is willing to work, who is willing to work hard and who wants to go in there and fight for justice. You know, when we only have one trial. You know, he came in here to the radio and he told your office in 2018 that they were so busy and he got another attorney. And believe it or not, the next year they tried one case. They tried one case, the lowest in Western Pennsylvania. So, you know, that's not justice. You know, justice is, you know, getting a great result for the community and for the victim. And so, you know, I'm going to look at the office and see what our needs are. I know that we have very qualified people and, you know, we're going to have an office that's going to be effective. And if we have too many attorneys, we will cut and we will have savings for Butler County because that's the job. You know, we're not there just to pad a pension or to get pay. You know, I'm going to run it just like I do my law office. And that's why we're successful in practice. You know, we look at the needs of our practice and what is most cost effective. And that's what I'm going to do as a district attorney.
What is your view overall on crime? Mr. Goldinger has, you know, cited crime rates that are down in Western PA. Do you find Butler is a safe place to live? And what do you think the overall rate of crime is? How do you view crime in the area?
Well, I know that Butler, the city, is anything but safe. And as a matter of fact, based on FBI crime data, Butler is not safe. And according to statistics in Pennsylvania, Butler has a crime rate that is higher than 88%. That's right, higher than 88% of the state's cities and towns of all sizes. So, you know, as the district attorney, we work in the city of Butler, and the city of Butler needs to, you know, be our hallmark of the county. So we can't say that Butler County is safe when the city is anything but unsafe. And as we've just seen a couple weeks ago, you know, when crime and criminals, you know, drive outside of the city, we're all exposed. You know, I plan to, you know, actually live at least part-time on downtown Butler. I want to interact and be more present in Butler and, you know, help everybody so that Butler becomes the Butler that I know that it can be. You know, I'm invested and committed. You know, we own two buildings downtown Butler. I lived a mile up the road, you know, half of my life. And, you know, Butler really needs attention. You know, when you have to go to work and you have to lock your doors, when you have to take, you know, firearms to protect yourselves, Butler's not safe. So, you know, to make an allegation that we are safe, you know, it would certainly have to exclude our county seat, and that's anything but safe.
Getting here with independent candidate for district attorney Jennifer Gilliland Vanasdale. For a lot of candidates in any type of position, they get into the job and they figure out there are some parameters, and then there are restraints to the job. How do you feel like you will be able to navigate that situation where there's just certain things that you can and cannot do in certain cases? How do you think you would be able to adjust the parameters of a district attorney job?
Well, you know, the district attorney is the gatekeeper to keep us all safe. So, you know, as far as parameters, you know, I'm not going to say no to anything that compromises our safety in our community. I'm not one to back down. You know, so I'm intending to get in there and to, you know, bring fresh ideas and to work with people and to make certain that the community is safe in all regards. So, you know, as far as parameters, I'm sure that issues will come up and I will handle them just as I have throughout my last 21 years in practice. And that is assess, you know, what the issue is and try to come up with a resolution that's going to not compromise. You know, we cannot compromise the safety of all of us. We have to protect us all. And, you know, that's what I intend to do. And I intend to do it in a fair manner as well. You know, I want to be tough, but I'm always going to be caring. And, you know, right now we have sweetheart plea deals. You know, I heard Mr. Goldinger talk about the case, the fatality of Joey Pasqualini. And he said, well, you know, that was just the facts of the case. I think what he failed to tell you was actually what he did do is he took restitution for the state in the tune of about $900,000. So if that criminal was not guilty, then why did they collect almost $900,000 for this state? And what he also failed to tell you is that the criminal's defense attorney contributed to him financially and also held a campaign party for him at a local bar. So we have sweetheart plea deals with certain criminals and their lawyers, and they are all going to gang up. They have an army. They're all going to be there on election day. So voters out there, if you want change, I need you. I'm going to work for you and I need your vote, because that army, they're going to go out and they're going to vote for the same deals. And I'm out there to break them up because it's not right. You know, justice should not be for sale. And that's exactly what happened in Joey Pasqualini. And I might also add that that same criminal defense lawyer is the same criminal defense lawyer that represented Judge Durson. 35 child porn felonies, faced 252 years in jail and no jail. Come on. That's not justice, and that's not who I am.
What would you say to folks who have, you know, and there's a number of political candidates who have done this, and not singling you out by any means, but for folks who run for office time and time again, this is another office that you've run for Court of Common Pleas, now running for district attorney. What would you say to folks who are like, well, you're running again, and they're questioning, you know, why you're doing it? So what would you tell folks in a situation like that?
Well, first, you know, I've been saying for 4 years that we need change, so I'm determined. I hope that that would be a positive thing. Also, I don't know if you know, but my opponent actually ran for judge as well. So he, too, wants a change. He actually ran for judge and he cross-fouled as a Democrat and Republican. He lost both elections last election cycle. So we both ran for judge. And, you know, the difference is that I ran as an independent and he cross-fouled and he lost. So I don't see that as a negative in my in my viewpoint, as it relates to me, I see that as a positive because my message has always been the same. And that is that I believe the change is needed in the courthouse. You know, I did want to be a family court judge. I know that I would have done a good job given back considering my background, but I also know that I will be a good district attorney. And I was encouraged to run for this role from many people who quite honestly didn't support me for judge, but they came to me and they said, you know what, Jen, you are just too good at fighting for justice. And we don't want you in a courtroom where you can only deal single cases. We want you out there fighting for all of us. And when I sat back and I assessed what they were saying, they were right. And so I'm really excited about this opportunity. And I'm looking forward to being your next district attorney if the voters all get out and vote for me.
Jennifer Gilliland Van Asdale. And then real quick, how will your name appear on the ballot?
Oh, great. Yeah. No write-in. It's just, you know, all you have to do is circle. The incumbent is listed first and I am listed second. And you have to just circle that in very clearly. And it'll be Jen G.V. Gilliland Van Asdale for district attorney.
Jen G.V. Gilliland Van Asdale, as always, we appreciate you making the time.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate this opportunity. And thank you to everybody in Butler County.
Again, Election Day set for Tuesday. That is right around the corner. And we're your home for all Election Day and Election Night coverage right here on the Butler Radio Network. I'm Tyler Friel saying so long for now. You are listening to WISR.